Today, a House committee adopted a Republican-drafted report on the firing of 7 employees of the White House Travel Office. The chairman of the panel accused President Clinton of an unprecedented misuse of power. Democrats called the report a partisan smear and walked out of the meeting. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It was political theater in the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee today, not exactly Shakespeare, more like Moe, Larry, and Curly. For months, the committee has been holding hearings into the Clinton administration's 1993 firing of the White House Travel Office employees. Its report, already leaked to the media, slams the Clinton administration in the harshest of language. Committee Chairman William Klinger of Pennsylvania.
In choosing to, I can only characterize it as obstruct, rather than cooperate, to contain rather than explain, and spin rather than govern, the Travel Office is a powerful statement on the Clinton White House's failed record in living up to their own ethical promises and obligations to the people who elected.
No one questioned the president's authority to replace the Travel Office with his own people, but it was the way in which the episode was handled that raised Republicans' ire. The White House knew from the start it wanted its own employees in the jobs, but it didn't want to create the appearance of making patronage appointments. So the FBI was called in to investigate the Travel Office staff, a move denounced by Chairman Klinger.
President Clinton has engaged in an unprecedented misuse of the executive power, abuse of executive privilege, and obstruction of numerous investigations into the Travel Office matter.
Democrats expressed outrage at the sharply partisan tone of the GOP report, and California Democrat Henry Waxman responded in kind.
What should have been an objective inquiry into the events surrounding the White House Travel Office has degenerated into a shameful and crassly partisan smear campaign against President Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, and this administration.
When it came time to vote to adopt the report, a vote the majority Republicans were certain to win, committee Democrats, led by Waxman, exited stage right.
If we're not going to be recognized even to exercise our rights, I won't stay here. And I think you're railroading this report through. It's an outrage. Your report, you have the majority, you ought to work its will, but give the minority the right at least to make statements. I leave this committee. With absolute disgust for it and its chairman.
Republicans say without their investigation into the Travel Office firings, the collection by the White House of hundreds of FBI files of former Republican administration officials would never have come to light. Republican Joe Scarborough tried to make that point during a subsequent procedural vote.
Mr. Scarborough?
I am present and regret that the Democrats have decided to be crybabies about this.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Especially when
order,
they've been
Mr.
covering
Chairman.
Up for the president in Livingstone for many years, for many months here.
Committee.
But I am Chairman. Present.
The White House calls the Republican report an election year stunt, shoddy and unprofessional. A spokesman points out the report has the president attending a meeting in Washington when he was actually in Japan. Committee Democrats are drafting their own report acknowledging the White House handling of the Travel Office employees unfairly tarnished their careers and reputations. But the Democrats say Republicans concocted a tale of conspiracy and intrigue that even Tom Clancy could not invent. This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol.